Okay, let's unpack this. You've shared some fascinating material, all focusing on a 1973 Florida Supreme Court case, State X Roll, Treadwell v. Hall. And it really digs into a fundamental question about judicial authority in Florida specifically. When can a county judge actually step in and handle circuit court matters?
Right. We had a few sources here. It looks like some podcast notes, a detailed case brief, and a standard legal brief, too.
Yeah, so our mission today is to cut through the legal jargon, get to the core of this Treadwell decision, and figure out why it still matters, especially if you're navigating the Florida legal system.
And what's interesting, I think, is that this wasn't some huge challenge to the whole system. It
No.
was really specific, like you said, just about this county judge handling this circuit court duty in this particular case.
Exactly. These targeted challenges often tell you a lot, don't they, about the underlying rules and how things actually work on the ground.
They really do.
Okay, so let's set the scene. It's 1973. There's a guy named E.D. Treadwell Jr. He's the executor of his father's estate,
Yeah.
and he's not happy that a county judge, Vincent Hall, is handling the probate of the will.
Okay. Why was Judge Hall involved?
Well, Judge Hall had been assigned by the chief judge of the 12th Circuit to basically act as a circuit judge for certain things.
An administrative assignment.
Exactly. But Treadwell argued, hey, probate, that's exclusively for circuit courts.
Right. That's the general rule.
So the big question we're diving into is, was this assignment, letting a county judge handle circuit court work, actually valid under Florida's constitution?
And stepping back a bit, this case really throws a spotlight on that constant tension, doesn't it? How do you keep the court's roles clear, but also let the system be flexible enough to actually function, efficiently?
That balancing act. Clear authority versus practical needs, handling cases without massive delays.
Precisely.
And that tension is exactly why Treadwell took action. He filed a writ of prohibition against Judge Hall.
Okay, let's pause there. A writ of prohibition for folks maybe less familiar.
Right, good point. It's basically a legal order telling a lower court, stop. You're acting outside your proper authority.
So a pretty serious move. You're challenging the judge's power to even hear the case.
Definitely. Treadwell was saying Chief Judge Hensley's order assigning Hall to probate and other stuff too, like divorces apparently was an overreach. Why was that such a big deal?
Well, like you said, it's a direct challenge. It's saying what you're doing isn't constitutionally sound. Treadwell argued Judge Hall, being a county judge, couldn't legally preside over probate because the Constitution gave that job to the circuit courts.
Exactly. Because under the Florida Constitution then, and well, largely still now, circuit courts have exclusive jurisdiction over probate. That means those cases belong in circuit court.
So Treadwell's argument seems pretty straightforward on the surface. Hall's a county judge, probate circuit court stuff. Therefore, Hall can't do it.
Right. So the Florida Supreme Court had to step in and decide, could a county judge ever be temporarily assigned to do circuit court work?
And that leads us straight into Article V of the Florida Constitution, the part that sets up the whole judicial branch. The court wasn't really arguing about whether circuit courts normally handle probate. Everyone agreed on that.
Yeah, that was settled.
The real question was, did Article V itself provide some kind of mechanism, some exception that allowed for this temporary assignment, even with that exclusive jurisdiction rule?
Exactly. The whole case really hung on two main things. First, did Article V actually give Chief Judge Hensley the power to assign a county judge like this?
Okay.
And second, did Judge Hall himself meet the necessary qualifications to do that circuit court work, even just temporarily?
Those are the crucial bits. It's not enough for the chief judge just to say so. The order needs constitutional backing.
Right.
And the judge being assigned needs to meet the constitutional standards for the job they're temporarily doing.
So let's look at Article V, Section 2B. Does give chief judges the power to assign judges temporarily within their circuit.
The assignment power.
Then, Section 8 lays out the qualifications for circuit judges, and this is key, including needing to be a member of the Florida bar for at least 5 years.
Okay, the 5-year rule.
And the court found that Judge Hall checked both boxes. He had been a bar member for over 5 years, and he was in a judicial position created after the 68 constitutional revisions. The court saw that as making him eligible.
That's really insightful how the court connected those pieces. Section 2B is the how the chief judge can assign. But Section 8 provides that who the assigned judge needs that 5-year bar membership to handle circuit duties, even temporarily. And mentioning the post-68 revisions is interesting, too, suggests the system was already being modernized for this kind of flexibility.
So the court basically read Article V as allowing some wiggle room, you know, for practical reasons. Justice Irvin, writing the opinion, really emphasized that letting qualified county judges help out was good for managing caseloads, improving efficiency.
Makes sense.
It wasn't about changing jurisdiction, but using the existing constitution in a practical way.
Exactly. A totally rigid system could just grind to a halt, right? Bottlenecks, delays. By letting qualified county judges pitch in, the system can respond better. It's always that balanced structure versus smooth operation.
Right. And because of that, the court rejected Treadwell's really strict view. They said, look, these temporary assignments are valid under the Constitution if the judge meets the qualifications, like that 5-year bar membership.
Yeah, it upholds the chief judge's administrative flexibility, but doesn't blow up the basic structure.
And this is so critical. The court wasn't saying county and circuit courts are just interchangeable now.
No, definitely not.
Probate still belongs in circuit court, generally. But the court affirmed that the Constitution does provide this specific path for a qualified county judge to temporarily exercise circuit jurisdiction when assigned by the chief judge for administrative reasons.
It's like a temporary deputizing, maybe, not a permanent merging of the courts.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So, bottom line, the Florida Supreme Court denied Treadwell's petition. Judge Hall's assignment was constitutional. What's the big takeaway then?
The main thing is it confirms the chief judge's power to make these temporary assignments within the circuit. But, and this is crucial, only if the assigned judge meets those constitutional qualifications.
Right, the 5-year rule again.
It's a vital tool for managing the courts efficiently, adapting to workloads, keeping cases moving.
So it's really a vote for judicial efficiency, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as that county judge has the 5 years in the bar, the chief judge can tap them for temporary circuit duty. Helps prevent log jams.
Exactly. Keeps the wheels turning while respecting the Constitution. It's that balance we talked about. Exclusive jurisdiction areas exist, but there's also a mechanism for practical administration.
And it's not unlimited power, right? It's temporary based on administrative needs.
Absolutely. It's not a backdoor way to permanently change jurisdiction.
The case is also just a good example of using that writ of prohibition to challenge potential overreach. Even though it didn't succeed here, it shows the mechanism exists. But the court leaned towards flexibility this time.
Yeah, the fact that Treadwell could file the writ shows how seriously those jurisdictional lines are taken. It's a safeguard. But here, the court found the assignment was within constitutional limits.
For anyone studying law, especially con law, it's a great lesson in interpretation, isn't it? How the court looked at Article V, not just section by section, but as a whole.
Definitely. They connected Section 2 on assignments, Section 8 on qualifications, and considered the overall goal of an efficient judicial system. You got to read constitutions as connected documents.
And always remember, qualifications matter. That 5-year bar membership was the linchpin here for the county judge to step into circuit duties.
Couldn't have happened without it, constitutionally.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Thanks for walking us through Treadwell v. Hall. Next time, we'll tackle another case. Until then.
Yeah, and just building on that, think about the broader impact. Upholding this assignment power endorses that pragmatic approach to managing courts. It's not just about the letter of the law and jurisdiction, but the constitutional framework allowing practical administration. And again, the writ itself shows the boundaries are taken seriously, even if this specific assignment was okayed.
So what does this mean for you listening in? This deep dive into Treadwell v. Hall really shows that balancing act in Florida's courts. The Constitution allows flexibility assigning judges to keep things running smoothly. The key is, while circuit courts have their exclusive areas like probate, Article V lets qualified county judges, those with the 5 years in the bar, step in temporarily. It's not changing the rules, just using them practically.
And maybe one last thing to chew on.
Yeah.
How does this flexibility impact access to justice across Florida? Could it help spread the workload, ensure quicker hearings everywhere?
Or are there downsides, maybe regarding specialized expertise in complex cases?
Exactly. Something to think about as you continue exploring the legal world.